Today's Cotton Newsline is One Cut. It features Grant Somm, Mid-South Regional Communications Manager for the Cotton Board. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The research focuses on a method where granular fertilizers are coated with herbicides, a technique known as impregnation, to manage targeted weeds during the growing season. This approach allows for simultaneous application of nutrients and herbicides, streamlining field operations. Studies have shown that applying herbicide-coated fertilizers can effectively control weeds like Palmer amaranth and barnyard grass, especially when activated by timely irrigation or rainfall. For cotton producers in the Mid-South, weed management is a significant challenge, particularly with the rise of herbicide-resistant species such as Palmer amaranth. The ability to combine fertilization and weed control into a single operation not only reduces labor and fuel cost, but also minimizes soil compaction for multiple field passes. Additionally, this method provides an alternative strategy to combat herbicide resistance by integrating different modes of action into their weed management programs. Cotton Incorporated plays a pivotal role in funding agricultural research that seeks to enhance the profitability and sustainability of cotton farming. By supporting studies on innovative practices like herbicide-impregnated fertilizers, they help develop practical solutions that address pressing issues such as herbicide resistance and efficient resource use. This commitment ensures that cotton producers have access to cutting-edge technologies and methodologies to improve crop management.